is WMFO in Medford. Listening to Rising with Sky Bar. Let me get rid of this Rivendell here for a minute. WMFO in Medford. Rising with Sky Bar. And this is, we're going to have Mike, we're going to have Smitty call in about 8:15. So that'll be interesting. We're going to talk about an event he's got going on. But right now, this is something by Gentlemen Rogues.
Machine guns ready to go. Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat? Out of the doorway.
Right, as I said, that was Gentlemen Rogues with a song called Black Film. They have a new EP coming out shortly. Smitty is going to be calling in about 8:15, about 10 minutes from now. We're going to talk about a fantastic fundraiser he has going for Ukraine. But we'll get to that, as I said, about 10 minutes from now, maybe a little over that. I'm going to play a bunch of songs and play three songs now, and then we'll have Smitty in. Well, not in, but we'll have him on the airwaves. Next time Smitty's on the show, he will actually be in, because we can now have guests in the station. But anyway, here's an old one by The Clash. WMFO in Medford, Rising with Sky Bar.
To tell the whole gasoline.
Thank you.
Right, that was Francis of Delirium, the song called The Funhouse. Before that, the Airborne Toxic Event with Gasoline. And of course, an old one from The Clash, Guns on the Roof. It's 8:15, so Smitty should be calling in any second now. And I'm just going to go into the stall until he calls because I don't want to... Hey, it's the first day of summer. And later on this show, we're going to have a summer block, so to speak. Not going to play a ton of summer songs, but I'm going to play like four or five of what is some of my favorite summer tunes. And I'm a big fan of summer. Hold on. We got a call. So much for the summer delay talk. Hold on just a minute. Hello?
Hello, is this Mr. Skybar?
Smitty, what's up? Good to hear from you.
Oh, man, it's so good to hear your voice. And, yes, I cannot wait to get back in there again and see you face-to-face.
Next time.
Next time.
We're here to talk about the concert for Ukraine. And I got to say, before I let you get going, with all that's going on, I mean, there's a lot going on in the country, in the world, and sometimes these news stories kind of get lost, right? And it's like, so let's not let Ukraine be forgotten because it's... You know, it's something that, again, other stories take over, and it's kind of put on the back burner, and we don't want that happening. So I think what you're doing is a great thing, but let me tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. And we are reminded still, sadly, in the news what's going on there, but it was like a really hot story there for a while. And now it's just, you know, we're all very frustrated. And, you know, we were kind of hoping that the tide was going to turn and really, you know, show Putin and his Russian army what an incredibly horrible idea it was to invade Ukraine. But it's still going on. And the people of Ukraine, and this one is, you know, we're focusing on the women and children. It's just, you know, I can't even imagine the nightmare. Nothing I've ever experienced. I was very young, when the Vietnam War was going on, but this is like, you know, this is real time right now. And, it really is horrifying. So I'm glad at least, in some small way, these, bands and, Magic Room, and Dez over there at the Magic Room were able to get together and do a very small part to try and, you know, make the situation better for all the people of Ukraine.
Yeah, and it's one of the, you know, music, we use it a lot to escape and to get away from all this stuff that's going on, but it can be also used for great causes like this to raise money. So it's, and you have great bands, and it's for a great cause, and the courage those people are showing over there is incredible. So to be able to hear live music, great bands, and contribute is there's not a better cause out there.
Yeah, and so we're very fortunate. It's kind of interesting when the idea first came up. I was talking to Dez, and this is months and months ago. We knew we wanted to do a show of some kind at Magic Room, and I told him I wanted to get Gene Dante and the Future Starlets involved, and Dez was like, "Geez, you know." Yeah, if there's some kind of way, you know, that we can, do some sort of benefit for Ukraine, you know, that'd be great. So when I talked to Gene Dante, he was like, "Well, Smitty, why don't we just make this show a benefit for Ukraine?" And I'm like, "Oh, Gene, I'm so glad to hear you say that. That's kind of what I was thinking. Of course, in order to have a benefit, to have it be a real benefit, all the bands we ask to be a part of it, you know, we would be asking them to donate their performance so that we can raise money to, send it to Ukraine. And so I feel blessed. Well, so then that story. So once we decided we wanted to do the benefit of Ukraine, I got back to Dez. I said, "Dez, Gene's all in." And Dez is like, "Well, Smitty, why don't we do this two nights?" Mm-hmm. And it's just like, yes, absolutely. So then yeah. I reached out to way more than the 10 bands. That
yeah. Well, I would imagine you'd have, it wouldn't be that difficult, I'd imagine, getting bands to get on board, again, with such a great cause.
Well, if they weren't playing that night, or they weren't, you know, didn't have a
right.
show that was like less than, you know, 2 weeks or a week mm-hmm. around that. I mean, I you know, I'm not going to go into all the bands I asked,
yeah.
but there were a lot of bands, top-notch AAA bands, and mm-hmm. it's like, Smitty, we're playing this week, that
yeah.
weekend, or we're playing the week before, or playing the week after,
yeah.
and no matter how good a cause it is, the venue that they're, you know, they were playing at, it's like, no, they're not going to let us play, you know, too close to the show.
Yeah.
So I feel very fortunate that we were able to find 10 bands for five for Friday and five for Saturday, and make it work.
Yeah, and I love the Magic Room. It's a great spot, great parking. I always mention that, but it's so hard to find good parking, and one of those big-ass parking lots that you can just pull in, no worries. So it's a really a great place.
Well, early on when I was doing shows of one of the first bands to be playing there, I always mentioned the parking lot, and I've just taken it for granted.
No.
Nowhere in any of our promotions do I talk about how great the parking is there, and by the way, that's like no small point.
No, it's big. Like normally, I can drive to some place like 15 minutes closer, and you're gonna spend 15 looking for a spot to park, and you get a 5 minute walk, and this place brings you there.
I would argue that the time you spend looking for a spot, so you don't get a ticket,
yeah.
and what it's gonna cost you, it's like no. It's a straight shot.
Yeah.
You know, you go down the freeway. You hang a right or a left wherever you're coming from on Providence Highway. Yeah, you know, you bang onto Morris Street right there.
Mm-hmm.
You're there just as fast as any club in Boston or Cambridge or Somerville.
Yeah, it really is. It's a direct shot, and there's not much going on around there. So you know
no
what I'm saying?
Anxiety.
There's no traffic.
No anxiety.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you park. You can stay as long as you want. You don't have to be sweating meter maids or anything like that. So
right.
parking. Which I apologize, I did not include that in the promotion, is a big deal.
Yeah, so you want to rattle the bands off and
give
some
special
MCs, right?
Yeah, so in addition to the bands that are performing every night, I was very fortunate to get on the first night, Friday, Kristen Eck of Bumblebee
mm-hmm.
Radio to be the host of that night. And it's no particular order, except there is an order. The first band that'll be coming up is Key of Caustic, who mm-hmm. have just been killing it in town lately. They've been doing a great job. A band that I saw for the first time at IPO Boston, Field Day. They're a magnificent band. Who doesn't love Tsunami of Sound? They are just such a fun band. I love them up and down. Cold Expectations. Oh my goodness! I can't believe we got Joel and Steve in that. I'm so happy. And then to round it off, we've got the Dogmatics. So, and we are very fortunate to have them top off.
They have a bit of a resurgence. They're kind of hitting it big again. I think they're going on a mini tour to the Midwest or something like that.
And, I love that. That is so good. That is so good. And there's hope for all of us.
Yeah.
Old guards. Who've been around
Dogmatics.
Doing this for a while.
Still doing it. As long as you can still do it and people like it and they're enjoying themselves, great.
That's fantastic. So then on Saturday, we're going to do it again. And Saturday night, our host is Chachi.
Yeah.
And he's doing a show now on WUMB, Breakfast with the Beatles. And I
mm-hmm.
believe it premieres on Saturday morning, and then it plays again later in the week. I forget which night. But Chachi, who's just been so supportive, I love him to death. And so the first band, and then I should mention, each night the music will start at 7:30 sharp.
Okay.
And I'll get into why without getting sidetracked. But there's going to be some live video streaming. But let me get to the bill for Saturday night. The very first band at 7:30 is Lonely Lisa and the Lost Cowboys. And I can't believe I did a show with them at Midway. I just did a show with them on Saturday for the Arlington Porch
Fest. I caught some of that.
Yeah, you caught that. Yeah. You were there. Yeah, mm-hmm. Lonely. I just love them. They're so fun. Then we got Chris Wagner's band, Modern Day Idols. And a band that I wanted to get on a bill, early on, and this I can't believe it's the first time, Babes.
Mm-hmm.
That is a hard rocking band.
Mm-hmm.
I can't wait to have them. And then my partner in crime for life, you know, I forgot how many shows we've played together now, Gene Dante and the Future Starlets. And then we're going to top off the evening with Smitty Smitty and the Fez Tones.
As it should be, right? You threw this thing together. You should close it.
Put it together and, you know, just top it off.
Yeah.
And, you know, we got some new stuff. We have a new drummer. We have a new back. We have the same two backup singers, Subtle and Serious, we call them. But we have a third backup singer who, Linda Twist-Gossett, who's in Hey Blondie and Pretendica.
Okay, yeah. I know
so
them.
She'll be helping us out. Might have something to do with the fact that her hubby, Mike Josh, is playing drums for us. I don't know.
That always helps.
Yeah, right. And so then we've added a couple elements over the last couple weeks, and one of them is, and you can only find them on Facebook. In order to get to live streaming, you have to go to Giving Gigs, G-I-V-I-N-G, Gigs, G-I-G-S. On Facebook, and they have a worldwide live video streaming setup, and it goes all across the entire world. I forgot how many countries they have, but they just did a show fairly recently that may actually qualify as a Guinness World Book record for the number of people watching a live streaming video with them. It's free. You don't have to pay a penny.
That's fantastic.
And so what we're doing is on that page, and I'm going to put signs up in the
venue
room so you can see it, is we are going to have let people donate to GoFundMe and Venmo so that you can watch the streaming video and donate even though you're not there. And by the way, I've included the GoFundMe and Venmo on all our promotion. If you can't make it to the show, you know, please make a donation to one of those two sites. At the end of the day, even though we want to put on a great rock show for Friday and Saturday, it's really about raising money
for
women and children of Ukraine.
Can't think of a better cause,
There you go. And then through Rick Sanger of Tsunami of Sound, he has a very good friend, Brian R. Hall, and he's president of the nonprofit organization called Sustain Ukraine, and he's doing a documentary film. He's Ukraine himself, and he's doing a documentary film about Ukraine and all they've been going through, and he's going to do a very short, he's going to speak to everyone for like 5-10 minutes tops, definitely Friday, maybe Saturday, Brian R. Hall, and he's just, you know, he has firsthand knowledge. And he'll be able to, like, really speak to the importance of raising money. And then after everything's said and done, we're basically going to take every penny we make, and we're going to give it to care.org, C-A-R-E.org. And the reason why we decided to do that is because they have a very big subgroup that deals specifically with the women and children of Ukraine.
Wow.
And they are... you know, a very legitimate, verifiable organization. I mean, obviously, if we were going to collect money, I didn't want to give it to a fly-by-night place.
Right.
This is a solid place, care.org, and that's who's going to get all the money after everything's said and done.
Smitty, you covered all the bases, as you, I knew you would. When you go in whole hog. Right? You didn't leave any stone unturned. Live stream.
You know, it's just, we put a lot of work into this. I mean,
I know.
It's even these bands, you know. I mean, it's not just, you know, show up, you know, and then go home.
Yeah.
You know, I've been in touch with all of them and, you know, making sure. We're supplying the full back line. I'm breaking out my really sexy white and blue Gretsch drum kit for all the bands to use on Friday and Saturday.
Wow.
And Jim Melanson has bass amps and guitar amps, and so does Gene Dante, and the list goes on and on. But we've got a full back line ready to go.
Yeah.
And so I'm very excited about it. You know, if people could, it would help the raising funds if people could buy their tickets in advance, and there are links to it on all the promotions that we put up there. But it's a really easy URL. Normally, I never give out URLs in radio interviews because no one, you know, it's like, what, I got to break out a pen now?
Yeah.
But it's super easy to remember. It's Magic Room, which is the place we're playing.
Yeah.
And the name of the organization that they're selling the tickets is called Ticket Leap. So it's magicroom.ticketleap.com. ticketleap.com/Ukraine.
Okay.
magicroom.ticketleap.com/Ukraine. And you can buy tickets to either or both nights.
Yep.
And, having people get their tickets in advance is just really helpful to helping raise money. So we would appreciate it if they could do that, too.
Yeah. And I must say, the tickets are very reasonably priced, especially for a fundraiser.
Right, exactly. Which, if I'm not mistaken, because we're on MFO, we can't
say the amount. I know. I do bend some rules, but I don't know. We'll leave them alone.
It's fine.
I think I covered it, though. It's very reasonably priced. It is.
It is very reasonably priced. I mean, it's just kind of funny, people are just getting comfortable with going back to live gigs, and even though this is a benefit, and I was tempted to, charge a couple nickels. It's like, look, this is Ukraine. We want to, but then it was like, you know what? Let's just make it so it's affordable. And if you buy your ticket in advance, there's definitely going to be a discount. So it is very affordable.
And if someone wants to go crazy, they can always donate.
They can donate. Exactly. So 100% true. Yeah.
Right,
buy your ticket and then make a donation.
Yeah. So I'm going to play songs by all 10 of those bands.
Y'all, you are the best.
Let me get that done. And I'll definitely be there. I'm not sure which night yet, but obviously, Smitty, I'll be in touch with you. You know that.
Yeah, definitely let me know because, those who have me on the air to talk about the show, they get a little extra, treat when they get to the show.
Oh, all right. All right. Now I am anxiously awaiting.
Well, I take care of you all the time.
Yeah.
So, you're that guy.
Try to be.
So, thank you so much, Skybar. Are you going to do a 10 block or are you going to do 5, take a break, and another 5?
We'll probably do 5 and take a break. And they're not set up in the order of which nights they're playing, but all 10 are in there. Yeah, so sit back, have a cocktail, a sarsaparilla, and a...
Sarsaparilla? Yeah, I'm going
back to that, yeah.
Yes, indeed.
Whatever you want to make of it.
I got that mustache like the guy from, what do you call it? The Big Lebowski. The cowboy hat. I got that mustache now.
There you go. All right.
I don't have the southern drawl, that's all.
Once again, Smitty, it's a yeoman effort you did here, and it's a great cause, and I urge everyone to get there if they can. If at the very least, just donate, because what better cause than helping the women and children of Ukraine?
Absolutely.
All right, man.
Thank you so much.
Sit back and enjoy the show. All right, Smitty. We'll talk.
You are the best. I'll be listening in.
All right, man. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Take it easy.
Yeah.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, that was Smitty talking about his fantastic fundraiser at the Magic Room. As I said, I'm going to play music by all the bands. Let me pull this up. Got to get my music back. And there it is. This is not in the order of course, when they're going to be playing or what night they're going to be playing, but I was fortunate enough to find something by everybody. I'm going to kick it off with something by Cold Expectations, I believe. Here we go. I'll probably play, like I said, 5 of these, then we'll take a break and tell you what we did. Cold Expectations.
Summer dress. teacup on a sill, held together with tears and blue. Take a nap or go for a bite, it all depends on your appetite. Knee deep in a garden of weeds, pushing through the dirt is all hope and grains. Seeds were scattered back in the fall, but what was planted I can't recall. Summer dress. Summer dress. We'll be right back.
Myers. I said, drop that needle on the 45. I wanna hear that reggae one more time. Drop that needle on the 45. I wanna hear that reggae one more time. Give me the shake. Better off dead. She paid the rent. No surfing in Dorchester Bay. Said, drop that needle on.
Right, that's four of the bands that will be at the Magic Room this upcoming weekend. That was Smitty Smitty and the Fez Tones with Tall Man Dreams, The Dogmatics, Drop That Needle, Modern Day Idols with Lust and Alcohol, and Cold Expectations is Appropriate Summer Dress. It's 848 WMFO in Medford, Rising with Sky Bar. I'm going to play the rest. As I said, there were 10 bands. 10 bands are going to be at this show. That was four. I'm going to play a few more of them now. This is something by, I think we got the Babes lined up. Anyway, here we go.
I can't believe he found them.
He seems sorry.
We very clearly told him not to look up there.
I'm honestly impressed that he was able to do it.
Right? What did he balance on that big chair?
Yeah, I mean, I guess he'll just know what his gifts are this year.
I really thought we had hidden them well.
If they can find their presents, they can find a gun.
911, what is your emergency?
Every day, 8 kids and teens are unintentionally killed or injured by loaded and unlocked guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and End Family Fire.
You would give me anything but time. jumps and then we start again.
Yeah.
All right. That was a ripper. That was Key of Caustic with a song called Closet. Before that, Field Day, Complicated, and Babes with Too Cool for Pants. It's 858 WMFO in Medford. Listening to Rising with Skybar. All these bands I've been playing in the past few minutes are going to be at the Magic Room in Norwood this Friday and Saturday. Concert for Ukraine. Got a couple more bands to get to that are also going to be on that bill. Going to kick it in right now with Gene Dante.